Our first reading from Jeremiah today offers us a very good prescription to live a well-adjusted life. It's pretty simple, too. Trust in the Lord, not in worldly ways and what it may suggest to offer. Well, that's certainly not difficult to understand. I mean, we've heard the message time and time again. So what's the problem? Why does something that sounds so simple as trusting in our Lord have to be so hard sometimes? Why is it that so many of us, we give in to what the world is constantly trying to sell us? You know, things like to have meaning in life, to be regarded as one who is respected and thought of highly, means that we've got to be married, have two or three kids, a lot of education, a big income, a big mortgage, 80 inches of pure viewing pleasure hanging on the wall. A summer home doesn't hurt, and two or three cars in the garage works well too. Or how about to be beautiful? God forbid that I've got a pimple on my face. Or maybe I'm an ounce heavier than someone else decided is too heavy. Worse yet, I'm getting married next week, but hey, you know, if it doesn't work out, I'll just get a divorce. That's what everybody does these days. And what about legalized abortion? It's hard not to get caught up in some of that, and I can tell you from experience, it's a merry-go-round. It never stops, and the ride's not all fun. In fact, it can be downright exhausting. It can leave you feeling somehow like maybe you failed as a member of society in your life. And all of a sudden you find that you begin to question your own self-worth. I think maybe that's how the disciples who were among the others in the crowd in our gospel today, maybe that's how they felt. You see, these disciples of Jesus, they didn't have much at all. They didn't have much going for them, at least according to their own world standards. They didn't have the education as some of the others did. They certainly didn't have the social stature or money the others had. Some of them were sick, and they were all alone. They felt beaten because everything that their world was telling them was good and important. Those things and position in society thought to be required to live a respectable way of life. They just didn't have any of that. But you know, despite all of that, they knew in their heart of hearts that this Jesus was much more than just your everyday prophet. They heard of some of the miraculous things that he was doing, and they trusted him. They loved him, and they believed in him. Well, Jesus, he spent the night on a mountain praying to God. And after that, he gathered his disciples and he selected 12 of them, who he named the apostles. And on the way down from the mountain, he stood at what we heard this morning at a level place where a whole throng of people were there. Some of them were Jesus' disciples, his followers, and some were those whom Jesus knew they weren't pure of heart. After spending time curing those with unclean spirits, Jesus began what we know to be now today as the Sermon on the Plain. This is Luke's version of the Beatitudes. He sees his disciples among the crowd, and like the good shepherd and the sheep, with love in his heart, he begins once again to teach them and to love them. And he wants them to understand, blessed are you who are poor now, because the kingdom of God is yours. Not maybe yours later or someday. The kingdom of God is yours. These people were richer than they could have ever imagined. They just didn't realize it. Does that sound familiar? Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. The world might care less for your plight, though I promise you a day will come when your laughter will never cease. Blessed are you when people hate you, exclude and insult you because of me. Again, any of this sound familiar, folks? Well, Jesus tells them that's okay because you know what? Your reward will be great in heaven for enduring, for persisting in me. So honestly, how many times in our lives have we felt beaten down and discouraged just for doing the right thing? And why? Could it be because the world that we live in would much rather have us go their way, the easy way? It's hard sometimes, isn't it? The world has some pretty clever ways to lead us in that direction. You have to wonder what some of the other folks in the crowd on the plane that day thought when Jesus, he turns it around on them. You know, all the people that thought they had all the answers, the people who thought they were so blessed that they weren't one of those dirtbags hanging around this itinerant preacher, Jesus. Many of them, they had the education, the money, everything that they needed that the world defined as was good and proper. Well, hold on now. Jesus wants them to understand, woe to you who are rich. You think you've got it made, spending all of your time thinking of ways to get more. You say things like, let the poor take care of themselves. You've got no time for them or me. Well, I'm sorry, you've received all that you're going to get, and it won't be long, and it's all going to rot away. Woe to you who laugh now in the face of all this misery around you, and you do nothing about it. You've had your day. Hope you enjoyed it. And woe to you when all you speak well of you. They're only trying to get theirs at your expense. They have no interest in you or what really matters, your salvation. Trusting the ways of the world, seeking out the supposed comfort and strength in things of the flesh, I know, may seem desirable at the time. After all, it might feel good. It's usually pretty easy to get. And remarkably enough, few people will ever give you a hard time. But that's the evil genius of Satan, isn't it? Peer pressure, at the very least, indifference, can be very persuasive. So we're probably never going to see an end to the world's persistent drive to pull us away from God. It's never going to happen. But we mustn't buy in what they're trying to sell us, especially so when life gets really hard and we're at our weakest. This is when our hope and our trust in the Lord comes in. We can be just like that tree near the stream. And I believe that St. Paul makes a lot of sense today when he tells us, if for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are the most pitiable people of all. There's more out there, folks. There's more to living a good life here on earth than we can ever imagine. Jesus promises every one of us for eternal life in paradise. If only we hold true, if we hold in Him alone. And yes, let's take care of each other along the way.